Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Rob from Cigar Federation here with you as always. And we've got Logan co-piloting the War Eagle. What's college's War Eagle?
Dude, that's Auburn, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, Roll Tide, War Eagle. You not seen that 30 for 30? It's pretty epic.
They pay all their athletes, right?
Yeah, man. Everyone in the SEC pays their athletes, including my alma mater.
So we got that all squared away. That's good. Yeah, Logan, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Getting ready to travel here for work and see our guest actually tomorrow, which will be fun. But other than that, man, life is just peachy. Just peachy.
How's the pregnancy coming along?
We've taken a turn from crazy town to just moderately crazy town. We've had an understanding. Good. Yeah. 90 more days, man. I'll be a dad.
Oof.
May God have mercy on my soul.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that things are calming down on that front. You've started giving those updates, and so now I figured we got to keep going with it. So,
yeah, why not?
Anyway, joining us today, we've got one of our favorites, John Huber of Crown Heads. John, thanks for taking the time, man.
Thank you. You guys are one of my favorites, too.
Oh, look at that. It's a love fest.
It is. Group hug. And, Logan, you don't look like you even passed your first trimester, actually. The weight's all – you must be carrying a boy because it's all, like, right there. So, I mean – but you look good, man.
Man,
it's good skin tone.
I've gained some sympathy weight, man. I've been playing that thing hard.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, whatever.
That's what he's calling it.
That's what I'm calling it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you going to find out if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
It is a girl. You know already.
Yeah, we know. We were thinking about not doing it, but apparently the new trend is this gender revealing party. I don't know if you know anything about this, but it drives you chicks nuts. And it just so happens that, like, literally five of our friends, they're all around the same age. Literally one is having a baby last month. And then three of us are having babies in August or in July, and then two are having in August. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, so it's like this big thing. You're like, oh, I'm having a girl. Yay.
Do we have a name picked out for said girl?
Well, not to derail, John, but I made the mistake of telling people what the name was with an episode we had 2 weeks ago. And I won't mention their names, Danny Moya and Nelson Cruz, jerks. Oh. And they mocked the name.
What was it kind of? Come on, I'm a sensitive guy.
Well, I know you are, Huber. I'll tell you. Here's what we're thinking. We're thinking the first one I don't know. I'm not so sold on anymore, but the first one was Callaway.
Callaway, like the golf club?
Yeah, there you go. But spelled like trendy with like an I or something.
And you got an umlaut in there?
Yeah, and call her like Callie or Callie for short. And then the second name, which I think I'm sold on, is Harper.
Harper.
I like Harper.
I like Harper. Harper's good.
There you go.
Harper Lee was an author, right?
What's your To Kill a Mockingbird.
There you go, To Kill a Mockingbird.
One of my favorite books. Great.
That's from your area too, isn't it, Logan?
Texas?
I don't know. The middle of the country to me is all just one place.
Big. That just goes to show you how ignorant you are.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is. Hey, I got an idea. What if you named her J.D. Howard?
What if I called her J.D. Hideout's girlfriend?
Oh, hey, I'll give you a box of cigars if you name her J.D. Howard.
Just
how
a
about
box.
That?
How about a pallet, bro?
Just a box.
So, okay, before we get too far derailed, two things. John, you wanted to do – we didn't talk about this offline, but you sent an email. Do you want to do that Twitter thing?
Sure.
The show? Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and announce that to everybody right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said. Here's the thing. All right, so let's do this. Since you guys wanted to do something special – for everybody watching this, and this goes to what, the Armed Force Network?
Yeah. Yep. But this contest will be gone by the time they hear it.
So, guys in service are doing this, or watching this around the world. If that's the case, I just want to say thank you for your service, honestly, and from the bottom of our hearts, because I don't have one tenth of the guts that you guys do what you do. So, I have utmost admiration and appreciation for all of you watching this right now. So, that being said, we're at 3,066 followers. If we get to 3,100 by the end of the show tonight, then you guys, meaning Manbeard and Robbie, will pick out one follower, listener, whatever, and we'll send a pre-release three-pack of Las Calaveras and a Crowned Heads hat to lucky winner. So how about that?
Cool. So very cool.
Follow at the Crowned Heads, or I would be remiss not to say, or you could follow at Mike Conder, MikeConder, Mike Conder.
Yeah, he's sensitive about followers, man.
Extremely. I would follow mine too. Extremely, extremely. Sometimes I would just unfollow him just to make him sad because he'll notice that one guy dropped off. So I can mess him a little bit. But anyway.
So, I see a couple of guys in the chat room. If you guys already follow Crowned Heads, go ahead and tweet out about the contest. Get your friends to follow them. They'll do the work for you, and you guys still get a chance to win.
If you're
already following, you can still get involved. The next thing, Logan, and we're about 5 minutes late in saying this. This first segment's brought to us by who?
First segment is brought to us by our friends at Drew Estate Cigar Company. We have a very special contest we're running for our listeners on AFRN. If you go to drewestate.com/AFRN, they're running a special contest for us where you can win a limited edition, acid humidor or acid collector's tin, as well as one of their army hats. So get in. It's using very easy to enter. Tell your friends. Spread the word. Only for AFRN. Check it out at drewestate.com/AFRN. Back to you, Roberto.
Cool. Okay, so we got that stuff out of the way.
Have we just been talking about nothing this entire time, and we're already halfway through the first segment? I love you, John. You're the best.
We'll talk about girls' names for about 20 minutes, and then we'll talk about, like, you know, nothing. And then at the very end of the show, you'll say, what do you guys got coming out new? And I'll say, I can't tell you. Great. Thanks for being here, and I had a good time, and there it is. There's the show. So if anybody wants to tune off now, that's basically that the show was encapsulated right there in 30 seconds. You don't have to watch anymore. So adios. Cheers.
Wow. I feel like the entire show just got a big nut kick.
There it is.
We'll see you guys next week.
Okay. I'm Logan and I'm Robbie. And we'll see you next week on Cigar Federation.
I'm demoralized. I'm gonna put this cigar out and take the hat off.
I love the hat, man.
This is my favorite hat.
Oh, gee, that's the original. The original hat.
Yeah. This one's legit.
I appreciate that you actually wore that hat as opposed to some people that, you know, didn't wear any kind of Crowned Heads related paraphernalia, except for the beard, I guess.
Listen, John, you don't know your demographic. You make your shirts too small for fat people like me. Dude, I got that guy with the crutch, man. He's like all stretched out across my chest. It looks like he's
got like a crutch. It's like he's got a twirling baton because that thing's just like holding on for dear life. It's like stretched out and it's like gone. It's all messed up. It's all right. That's why we don't do many t-shirts anymore. Anyway.
I've seen Logan in that shirt. It's not.
That's scary.
It's scary.
It's bad times. So we still got a few minutes in this first segment.
So what are we talking about tonight? Let's get into cigars or something.
No, I'm just gonna start going down some of the audience questions here, and then I know we've got some interesting news we want to share with you guys later, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Let's just start going down the list. This one's from Miguel Roca. He says, first off, thank you for making some, I'll paraphrase, very good cigars. keep up the good work. He says, any word on the merchandise store that you guys are launching? I think it's going to be an online-based store. So you have any updates on that?
Well, first of all, thank you, Miguel, for your comments. But just to be clear, it's John Huber on the show, not Pete Johnson. So if you're confusing me and his swag and his cigars, I apologize. But anyway, that was nice of you to say so.
Swag store?
Are we doing a swag store? But I don't think I want to call it swag. I don't know. We're going to do an online store. Honestly, it wasn't at the forefront, top of the bucket list of things to do, what have you. It was more or less just to establish a value on merchandise, apparel, what have you, that we sent to retailers so they can use it for promotional events. Because quite honestly, we give away a lot. You know, most of the stuff we give it away. We're not really planning on selling a whole bunch. But if anybody wants to spend their hard-earned money on a Four Kicks hat or a limited edition poster, what have you, then they'll have the opportunity to do so. Probably in the next, maybe in the next week, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're really close. So, you know, we wanted to do it a little different. We're not going to run the same thing over and over and just have like one t-shirt that, you know, we do limited runs, limited productions of everything. Never repeat the same design twice, the same poster twice, the same hat twice. So it's always going to be, you know, truly collector's item, I suppose. So.
Very cool. Now, is that going to be its own website, or is this going to be through crownedheads.com?
It'll be through Crownedheads. There'll be a link to something that says anything except swag.
I never said swag. I said merch.
Merch, swag. I mean, it's all been done, hasn't it?
Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. I really wanted to use what was it? I wanted to use Palace Laundry, but that was cool. But the attorneys said no, as they're so prone to say lately. Get a lot of no's.
Too closely referenced to someone else's.
What's the next question?
Someone else's business.
Next question.
Same from the same person. This was also from Miguel. He says, "How is it working with the folks at my father factory on the new Lost Calibur?"
Again, not Pete Johnson. Not Pete Johnson. I have to be clear.
I think you're the only one referencing.
I see how this is all going. Well, because he said good cigars, swag, and then my father. So I'm like, well, everybody's going to be confused here. But anyway.
Talking about tattoos next.
Well, I got a few, actually, and I don't know. So I can make it even more confusing. No, all jokes aside, he's been fantastic to work with the Garcia family. They've been just welcomed us with open arms. I mean, I have to go back a little bit and say that we actually – started to go down that road in 2011 with them. And at that time, Mike and I just really felt that we needed to be into a factory that really where we can carve our own niche, our own identity, as opposed to being one of 5, 6, 7, 8 different brands that were going to be made there. So the timing wasn't right in 2011 to work with the Garcias. But they were very kind and gracious enough to revisit that initial meeting with us at the beginning of this year. And so we went down there and, you know, Jaime basically said, this is a continuation of what we were talking about in April of 11. So, you know, looking forward to doing stuff. And, we just picked up and became fast friends and here we are. So, it's been great. They're just some of the best people, you know, not just in terms of talent. And yes, they have the great tobaccos and they made the number one cigar of the year, so on and so forth, but just on a personal level, they're just really kind, gracious, very humble people, considering how much they've accomplished and how quick of a time, you know, you would think that they'd have a bit of an ego, but it's not the case at all. They're just they're great. It's been wonderful. I feel very lucky, feel blessed to be working with them.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to work with someone who's at the top of their game, but no matter who they're working with, they treat everybody with respect. Oh. And are grounded. Sometimes that can be hard to find.
Knock on wood, Mike and I have been very lucky. I mean, working with Ernesto, he's the same way. I mean, you know, he's inducted into the Cigar Aficionado Hall of Fame. He's got 40 years in the industry. He's literally an icon. And, you know, he really has become like a godfather to me, you know, and he's that sweet of a man and dear. We're like, we saw him in Mexico for the TAA, and he came up and put his arm around my wife, gave her a big hug, and we're just like family. I mean, it's just so, you know, I find that when you get to that level, like Ernesto or Pepin, Jaime, Yanni, whatever, it just seems that the people are just very special. It's the guys that are like 2 or 3 or 4 clicks below that can be complete douchebags. because they think they're much higher up than the 2 or 3, 4 clicks below, and they take on a complete douchebag aura. But yeah, so anyway.
Did you say douchebag aura?
Yeah, is that not right?
No, that's an awesome word.
And we're gonna use that forever. I can picture exactly what you're talking about. We'll talk a little bit more about that aura on the other side of this break.
You guys have commercial breaks? Like Tide and stuff like that, and like
as soon as you shut up,
5 seconds of silence. Sorry, we didn't reference that before. All right, welcome back to Cigar Chat.
You're a mess, bro.
We're a broadcast live on CigarFederation.com, a broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are, taking some time out of your day to hang out with us. We're here with John Huber of Crowned Heads Cigars, talking about the new Las Calaveras. Logan, this second segment brought to us by who?
Second segment, Robert, is brought to us by our good friends at AmmoDoors.com. Check them out. It's a really, really cool product, really cool for military. They take, you know, 50 cal, 30 cal, empty green shell casings, turn them into a humidor lining with Spanish cedar and all the accessories. A very cool conversation piece, as well as keeping your cigars protected on the go. We actually have them in the Cigar Federation store, all SigFed branded up. Check them out, AmmoDoors.com. Back to you, Roberto.
You say this every time. It's not ammo casings. It's not shell casings. They're ammo canisters.
Dude, thanks for correcting me in front of 3.2 million people, you jerk.
Shell casings are like, we have the punch cutters that are shell casings.
Okay, well, we can move on now. Logan made a mistake, and Logan apologized, so we can quit mocking now.
Okay, so we've got a little bit. I'm just going to make our announcement now. We didn't really figure out how we were going to do this. But we'll talk about it now because we'll dedicate this segment. Or do you want to jump in, John? Go ahead.
I just want to know what's in the Mizzou cup.
It's a big cup.
It's a huge cup, so I'm wondering what's in there.
Well, and it's also not only Mizzou cup, but it's got a picture of my Labradoodle that says Ruff on it. Yeah, my wife made it. Whatever.
That's what I like to say. That's sweet.
It's actually a tea, man. I'm quite the tea connoisseur. I'll actually bring you some tomorrow. I'll bring you some of my favorites. Yeah, I actually will.
No, I'm not a tea guy. Not a big tea guy.
Well, man, you go to India, and you got to drink hot drinks, so you don't want to get the deli belly. Trust me, you'll like tea, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's a good story for the show.
I know. That one's played out, dude. But you and Condor about crap your pants last time you heard it.
It's like we're like little kids like sitting around. Go, tell us that story. Tell us the story about you and your deli. Tell us again.
Tell us about that time you fell in the sewer.
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
How could you not want to hear that story? We've covered it a lot. We'll bring that one back out in a little bit. But anyway, so we've got a bit of an announcement, and I'm just going to kind of wing it here. We don't really know. I didn't really come up with a way to say it. But Cigar Chat and Crowned Heads are going to partner up. We're going to have the first Cigar Chat branded cigar is going to come out. It's going to be a Crowned Heads blend. And we're targeting a release date of later this year in September, hopefully. More details to come on that. But if you guys have any questions, we'll probably tell you that we can't answer them. But go ahead and post them up on the site, and we'll do the best we can to address those questions in regards to that blend that we have coming up. John, you came up with the naming and everything. Why don't you tell everybody what we're going to call it and a little bit of that information.
Before we go there.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Let's tell them about the idea behind the cigar. We wanted to, just a little bit. The
idea
behind the cigar is we wanted to obviously bring, you know, boutique cigars and cigars that everyone loves and loves to smoke to our listeners. And the concept behind it was to work with the guys like John, who have came on the show, been very gracious with us, but have drawn some inspiration from being around Rob or I or, you know, from Cigar Chat. And from that, John kind of came up with the concept of the cigar. And with that, I'll let John drop the name because he is a naming marketing genius.
Well, you know, to that point, I thought that Manbeard would be an excellent name for a cigar. And now that I see this, you know, right there on the screen, I think Manbeard is even more apropos. Or is it Neckbeard? Neckbeard.
We could call it the Neckbeard. You'd get pretty creative with the band on that.
No, they already got La Barba. La Barba's already out there, man. That's the beard cigar. But anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So initially, to go back, when I started, we the three of us got on a phone call one day and spent about an hour on the phone kind of talking about this project. And they said, do you want to do it? I said, yeah, it sounds like fun. Let's do something. And so I was trying to think of what we could do that really kind of encapsulated, instead of just saying the Cigar Federation, Cigar Chat, Cigar by Crown Heads or something. I always like to do things a little bit differently. And so Rob being from California and the Bearded Wonder being from parts unknown sometimes or Texas sometimes, whatever, came up with the I threw out Texicali. Texicali because it kind of, to me, obviously the merging of Texas, California, it also kind of evoked that kind of spicy flavor profile that I think we want to go for in this blend. And we had been using Texicali as a descriptive of a brand that we're coming out with in July. Not that it's called Texicali, obviously, but I said, I just got to have like this vibe, like a Texicali vibe. And everybody's like going, what is Texicali? I said, you know, it's like that Southwest kind of, you know, spicy Manuel soup with a bunch of cactuses on it and, you know, whatever. I don't know, my mind. But anyway, so they actually bought into this name called Texicali, and that's what it's going to be called. So that's what we're running
with. Yeah. So,
yeah, so that's kind of the basic gist of you know what we're doing. We'll get more details will come out. We'll have a press release and all that, but we wanted to tell you guys.
First. I ain't writing no press release. I'm just going to tell you guys right now. I don't write press.
Well, it's the, we'll get somebody to do it. The Crown Heads PR firm can do that for us.
Yeah, dude, Adam can do that.
Ain't no press releases, man.
We'll have something written up with some more information on as we get closer. But like I was saying, this cigar is really kind of dedicated to you guys, you know, for supporting the show. Yeah, exactly. So want to let you guys know first. That's breaking news. We broke our own news, but that's I mean, John, you go way back with the show before. I mean, you were one of like the second or third guests we had when we were still just a chat room, and that was it. And you had no idea how to navigate through it. And I was talking to you through it on the phone. And
nothing's changed. I mean, I still, in fact, I did Stogie 411 a couple weeks ago, and they were supposed to go on like at noon, and we went on at like 12:25 because I couldn't figure out how to log on or something like that. And
sounds about right.
Yeah, God bless him. Mike Williams had to walk me through it. I'm an idiot. So.
So yeah, so that's kind of our big news. Logan, you want to add anything to that?
No, man, I'm excited to do the cigar. It's probably I'm just excited, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure John will probably lace mine with like arsenic or something so he can finally kill me off once and for all. But we'll see. But no, I'm very excited. Look for that hopefully later this year. But who knows? But yeah, it's gonna be very cool. We're very excited about it.
No, it's fun because I feel like we kind of get to kind of launch the ship and christen it, and I'm sure because other brands will come after us and do their renditions of a cigar for you guys. So I'm happy for you all, and it's fun for us to do it too. So
yeah, and our theoretical idea was a Cigar Chat Inspiration Series.
There you go.
As Logan touched on, you know, different inspirations from things we talked about at the show. Logan was really pushing for the Hideout because that was something that he brought up from the show and.
Got shot down real quick.
We managed to talk him off that ledge, but
dude, that's still a great name, man.
So yeah, if you guys have any questions about the Texicali, let us know. Post them up in the chat page there, and I'll do my best to answer it. But like I said, we don't have too much of the information right now.
Work in progress.
Yeah, exactly. It's a work in progress. I'm going to keep going down this list of questions. Logan, jump in whenever you want. With anything that you've got. Let me see here. So here's a question from Jason Hill. You know, we talk about this kind of thing a lot, and I don't know if we've ever asked you this particular question, John, but he says, what separates Crown Heads from the rest of the cigar industry? What makes you guys stand out?
What makes us stand out? I'm not sure that we do stand out, and that's what I guess why we go to work every day, so we can try to eventually stand out. You know, shoot. That's actually a very good question, but to me, I think it's our philosophy towards the craft of making cigars that I think separates us from most people because we don't do things like everybody else does. And I'm sure other guys would say the same thing, but I do see a lot of a trend towards, okay, here's the trend. Here's the hot thing to do. Let's jump on it and let's do it. I mean, you know, like Ernie did a Connecticut Shade cigar a couple of years ago, you know, New Wave Connecticut. Phenomenal cigar. And then I don't know if you remember, but like a bunch of people came out with a Connecticut cigar. All of a sudden that was the trendy thing to do. You know, our 6x60s. Okay, let's do that. All right, I'll tell you what, let's do a 7x70. Let's do a 7x80. So there's a lot of that Me Too. And we've always, from day one, Mike and I have said, we're just going to do things completely different. We're going to kind of almost be in a box, if you will, and just do things our way. And if people find that they like that, that's great. If they don't, you know, that's fine too. You don't have to buy it. But we don't really do things to satiate or satisfy or appease the market. We probably take a more, you know, less direct approach and try to do things differently. Like, for instance, Hedley Grange. You know, I mean, there's some of the most obscure sizes I think you'll see. Some of the retailers say, well, they all look the same. There's, you know, here's a 5 1/8 by 44. Here's a 5 5/8 by 46. Then you got a 5 by 48. Yeah, they're very similar, but they're all blended differently for the Vitola. They're all small. There's no 6 by 60s. There's no, you know, goofy, crazy, you know, Figurado sizes or anything like that. It's just straight up old school, traditional cigar making with our spin on it. And that's kind of what we are. That's what we're about. So if you like it, thank you for following us and thank you for supporting us. If you don't like it, you know, there's plenty of other stuff that's really good out there too.
All right, fair enough. here's another question. I don't know how much you can get into this. With Las Calaveras coming out, that's more of a limited release. You know, it's going to be a limited yearly release. Shooter wants to know, he says, can we expect a new core line anytime soon, and what can you tell us about it?
Yes. Next question. Shooter, you asked the question. I gave you an answer. What I can tell you is that you will see a fourth regular production release from Crowned Heads, which will debut at the trade show in July, the IPCPR trade show. We're on track to begin shipping immediately after the trade show. So the cigar has already been in production. Packaging's been approved. We're far ahead of the game on that one. We probably won't make an official announcement to any of the details or specifics of the cigar for probably another, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. Try to just kind of keep that, you know, quiet for a while. But yeah, we're excited. So we'll have four. You know, the Tennessee 3 now becomes four. You'll have four kicks of the Grange J.D. Howard Reserve and so.
And blank.
The Hideout.
And blank.
And the hideout.
Logan's Hideout. Yeah. There it is. Exactly.
Dude, absolutely. And you can hide out in my beard, man. It would be perfect.
Like those scrambled eggs are right now. I see it.
I know, man. I got food and I'll just, you know, come back later like a freaking monkey did. It's awesome.
Nice.
That's preening.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah. I don't know why I know that.
You're so weird, dude. You don't know anything, but you know weird stuff like that.
I do know a little bit. I do know a little bit of weird stuff. I don't really know why. Okay, so this one's from Sherman. So he says, when you're working on a blend, he says, do you look for something that will appeal to a certain market, or do you look for something that will separate you from everyone else?
Neither.
Neither.
I know what we look for is something that hits our palate or hits our, you know, spot. All the blends we've come up with to this point all are very different and unique from each other, and that will continue to be that way. We won't come up with something just for the sake of having something new or, you know, whatever. There's got to be a reason to do it before we do it. So, you know, like, for instance, you know, Four Kicks, I wanted something that tasted, you know, complex, rich, Cubanesque, but not overly powerful. I wanted something that a beginner can smoke or a seasoned enthusiast can smoke. Then fast forward to Hadley Grange, I wanted something more direct, more to the point, more structured, more intense to appeal to that smoker. JD, I wanted to throw in a little bit of sweetness into the pot. You know, so it's a constant evolution, but it always has to be something that, like, when I smoke it, I go, this is it, man. This is what, you know, that's what I've been thinking about. And then I give it a mic, you know, and then whoever else, and then we just hopefully, you know, hang it up on the fridge for a couple weeks, and you come back, and you go, okay, you got something. But I never go out intentionally to go, oh, I want to do this for this segment, or I want to do this for this market, or whatever. It's always very selfish and very self-centered and very egotistical, the way we do product development, to be honest with you.
This is a very honest answer. I like that. Yeah. We'll get into a little bit more on the other side of this break. I think Logan froze up. Welcome back to Cigar Chat, guys. Brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. We're here with John Huber of Crowned Head Cigars. Logan, last segment brought to us by who?
Last segment is once again brought to us by our friends at Drew Estate. For all those guys listening out on AFRN, listen up. You got a chance to win some free cigars. Go to drewestate.com/AFRN. Fill out the contest there. You'll be entered to win a collector's tin of Acid cigars as well as a military-style Drew Estate hat. It's only for AFRN, so tell your buddies, tell your pals, be in the military. Don't need a military ID or have the honor system here, but check them out, Drew Estate, drewestate.com/AFRN. Back to you, Roberto.
Yeah, guys, we were able to get Drew Estate on board to team up with Cigar Federation and the AFRN to bring you this contest. So hopefully you guys go out there and get involved. It's Drew Estate, drewestate.com/AFRN. So go check that out. Okay, so we were just talking about, you know, each of the blends. I know you guys already know this, but since, you know, we do this because we love it, but everybody wants to try to make a little money too, all Crowned Heads blends, you can find them at store.cigarfederation.com. If you can't find them at your local B&M, you can always come and get them from us. We've got some six-shooter samplers in there as well. We're also going to be doing our giveaway later in the show, so stick around for that. Logan, prepare yourself because you're picking all the winners. And because I tried to do it 2 weeks ago and it was a disaster, so we're going to stick with you. So I'm going to here's another question. This one's from Burlesque. He says, do you have any plans to follow up on another limited release of the Mule Kick? And I don't know if he means, are you going to bring the Mule Kick back, which I don't think that you can, or is he referencing, you know...
Tobacco's gone, bro.
Yeah, or is he referencing, you know, more limited releases in the future? We've kind of touched on it, but I'll let you
answer
it.
Yeah, I mean, Logan already answered it, basically. But, there will never be another Mule Kick because it was based on a finite amount of tobacco. And that, you know, going back to that question, like what separates us from other brands or whatever, I think another thing that separates us is just that we're blatantly honest to a fault. And when I tell you that, you know, we had this tobacco that's only going to yield 5,000 cigars and that's all we're making, that's all we're making. I think we made 5,034. And 34 of them we kept for the office and, you know, whatever. But we don't do a big shell game and try to, you know, fake it. We're very honest and very to the point about things. And so there will never be another Mule Kick. That was a one and done, truly limited edition. So if you got some, I hope you enjoy them.
I got three left.
I have seven.
I counted today.
Excuse me, really? Six or seven. Yeah. And then, later on this year there'll be a J.D. Howard. This is kind of our tradition that every fourth quarter we started with Mule Kick for Four Kicks and we did Drumstick for Headley Grange. And so we'll do something for J.D. Howard Reserve. I know what we're going to do, but I can't say what we're going to do.
Hideout.
It's not going to be the Hideout.
We're not going to do that, bro.
Not going to do that. Let it go. It's over.
I'll wear you down.
That's cool. I think eventually I'm just going to have to do it just for fun.
I can't wait. The day you do, man, will be the day hell freezes over.
It'll be great. We'll do a ticker tape parade.
Dude, it'll be awesome.
Awesome. Ta-da.
That'll be great.
Yeah, so that's it. That's it.
So tell us a little bit about the TAA cigar if we haven't covered it already. I don't think we have.
TAA cigar is a cigar called the Angel's Anvil, which also, if you're smart, stands for TAA. TAA actually stands for Tobacconist Association of America. If you're not familiar with them, they're comprised of about 60 some odd, maybe 70 stores across the country. You have to be invited to join. They're a very elite group of tobacconists, very good people, great supporters of ours. We're fortunate. This is our second TAA show, so they asked us to do a limited edition cigar. So rather than just do like Crown Heads TAA edition or Headley Grange, here's a new shape and we'll make it exclusive for the TAA, we really kind of carved an entire brand around TAA. So this is the Angel's Anvil TAA exclusive 2014. We made 20,000 cigars. They will be in 20-count boxes, 1,000. We sold them all out from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Mexico. So I was very happy about that. That was a good day. Yeah.
That is a good day.
That's not bad to sell 20,000 cigars at your first time at bat with that. They'll be shipping in June. It's a 7 1/8 by 49 Churchill. Ecuador Habano wrapper. I went with the lower priming to make the shade a little bit lighter. all Nicaraguan binder and filler made by Ernesto Perez Carrillo, the man, the myth, the legend. Wanted to evoke a very classic kind of Cuban Churchill cigar, kind of the cigars that I smoked when I first got into cigar smoking back in the 1990s, 94, 95, you know, the old Romeo y Julieta Churchill or, you know, Partagas Lusitania, all those kind of old school cigars. They weren't like overpowering. They weren't like big monsters. They weren't big ring gauges. It's a classic, easy to smoke, easy to appreciate cigar. And that is what we came up with the Angel's Anvil. But you'll only, let me just say this, you'll only be able to find it in about 52 stores across the country. If you go to crownheads.com, on the front page, there's a list that if you click on it, it'll have all the participating TA retail stores. So good luck finding them. And
if they have an online presence, will they be sold online or is it strictly sold only in the store itself?
If they have an online presence, like for instance, Emerson's has, I think, 6 or 7 brick and mortar shops, but they also have an online presence, so they'll be able to sell them online as well.
What about Delaware Cigar?
Delaware Cigar. They're not a TA member, are they?
I don't know, man. I'm asking you, man.
I'm asking you, like you're throwing me a curveball because I don't know who Delaware Cigar
is.
Gary Griffith. No, he doesn't have the Angel's Anvil.
Then you will not find it on Cigar Federation, people. Thank you very much. Please try again.
No, you won't. Sorry.
That's a shame.
Well, here's the thing. The TAA is so strict about that rule that even if you're a TAA member and you don't go to the show, you can't order it. Or if you're a TAA member and you're at the show and you order it and you sell out, you cannot reorder it again. It's a one-and-done thing. You sell it that day, that Wednesday afternoon, we were in Mexico, and from 9 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that was the only chance we had as a manufacturer to sell it. So if we didn't sell out 20,000 cigars, I don't know what we would have done, but because we'd already gone into production on the final blend. So it's very strict as to who gets it, how you can sell it, how you can get it. So.
All right. Well, I'll still find it, and I'll smoke it. That's all right.
I'm sure you will. You'll be determined.
I will be determined.
What else?
Right. I want to go down this. This is an interesting question. I've never asked this one. I don't think it's from Mike Weller, who's apparently a retailer, but I'm not sure what his shop's called. He says, "I'm just wondering if you enjoy the production of a limited release product or the core lines more. Is there more satisfaction in creating something that can't be reproduced, or would you rather end up something that's a bit more classic that will be available long term? Or do you distinguish between the two at all?"
First of all, is this Mike Weller from Crossroads Cigar in Lafayette, Indiana?
It could be.
All right. So what was the question again?
I'm just amazing.
The reason I said that, it's amazing because he had sent in an email, said he was interested in carrying our cigars. So I remembered that anyway, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was busy over here looking at my phone, seeing if I could find Mike Weller's email.
Yeah, I was looking for his profile here, but I don't see it. So he wants to know, anyway. Do you find it more, is it more exciting for you to blend a limited release or a core line? Do you find more satisfaction in making something that's going to be just around for a limited time and then it's a one-and-done type situation, or something that's going to have more longevity to it? Or do you distinguish between the two?
I don't. I mean, you put your best foot forward no matter what. If it's going to be a limited release, it's limited because you have a finite amount of tobacco, or you don't want you know, financially you can't make this an ongoing project, so that's why it becomes limited. But you know, you put your best foot forward and you get into everything. You don't just blend something because you're halfway into it. You know, it's like, I get geeked out about every little thing we do, whether I'm doing, you know, 1,000 cigars for you guys for Texicali or I'm doing 72,000 cigars for Las Calaveras. I still get into it just as much, get into all the different elements of the packaging, the marketing, the idea, the blend, the tobaccos. That's what gets me off, I guess. I don't know. I probably could have phrased that a different way.
And breaking news: tobacco gets John Huber off.
Listen, you know what? A wise man once told me: if you find something you love to do, you'll never have to work
a day in your life.
Absolutely true. absolutely true. So I have yet, knock on wood, I have yet to wake up in the last, what is it, been 18 years I've been in this business and gone, oh, God, I got to go to work today. Oh, damn, I got to go to work today. Every day I wake up and I look forward to going in there and working with people and creating something different and getting a little bit better at the process. You can't ask for much more than that. So to pick between a limited edition and a core line, that's like trying to pick between your kids, man. They're all, you know, you love them all. You put as much into all of them.
Yeah, no, I think Logan and I can attest to that a little bit, just with the conversations that we had when we were talking about the Texicali and, you know, coming up with ideas and things. And I mean, John, you were real passionate about it. And this is, I mean, it's a small project, but you're not treating it like it's a small project, at least from our standpoint. I mean, you were bugging us on emails, and I mean, we had an email chain that, you know, went about 25, 30 emails deep before I even got a chance to read any of them. But
me and you were awesome on email. We respond quickly.
You guys were on it. I looked up and said you had 25 new emails.
I'll be honest with you, man. No matter what I put our company attached to, whether it be 1,000 cigars or 100,000 cigars, or even if it is a hat, and I mean this, if our name is attached to it, I put everything into it because that's an extension of our brand. And I'm not joking. You can ask my wife. She will tell you how obsessed I am. I bring home merchandise or apparel, and I make her try on a hat and I go, wait, does this fit your head? Because you have a small head. She's like, what are you getting on? I said, she's like, it's just another hat. I'm like, no, it's not. It's every little thing you do adds up to the big billboard, man. And you can't, even a business card, whatever it is, website, everything is a representation of what you do. So you got to always be on top of the game, period. Whether it's a hat, a cigar band, a blend, a limited edition, a core line, whatever it is. That's my philosophy. That's the way I feel about it.
No, that's, and we appreciate, I mean, we appreciate it. I know I appreciate it. And that's a good way to really attack anything you do in your life.
Sure.
It's good advice.
Last minute, Rob.
Oh, we're last minute? Okay, well, I'm going to ask this one question because I actually want to know the answer. This is from Jim. I'm not even going to try to say your last name. I'll say Jim V. It says, are there any plans to incorporate a Lancero as a regular release in any of your lines?
Not at this time, no. We did Drumstick because it made sense. But, you know, obviously because of, if you know anything about the branding behind Headley Grange and, you know, when the levee breaks, and to this day I probably can't hear that song because I've completely fried my mind on that drum beat. But if you know anything about it, you'll know why Drumstick, the Lancero, made sense to it. In terms of a regular production, it's like a lot of people will ask you, why don't you put a Lancero in a regular production? Because they don't sell. People don't buy them.
Don't sell, bro.
They just don't. They don't, unfortunately. And, you know, there are certain things you want to do because you love to do it, but you also have to be able to pay bills. You have to support families. You have to make this a financially viable business. And it's just, you know, and again, another reason is that it's hard to roll. It's a very difficult cigar to get any kind of production out of. It can get maybe 150, 175 Lanceros a day at Tabacalera La Alianza. So it's just not really, doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I think, I like, for instance, like what Pete's doing with, you know, he had all of the different blends in a Lancero Vitola in that format. Mm-hmm. Make it available. You know, I can see that, but I wouldn't put a Lancero into regular production. It just doesn't make sense for us right now.
Okay. No, that's I shed a little tear there, but you know, if you got to do what's right for your business, John, we're out of time. So
already? That was
yeah,
it.
We're
I told you we wouldn't talk about anything in particular. We had like four questions, and then it was like, tell us about the regular production line. I can't tell you anything about it. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Adios. Good night.
Dude, you were so right.
That's all right. We had literally four questions. That was
We got through a handful of them. We'll stick around a little bit after the AFRM broadcast here. But again, John, we appreciate you coming out. We appreciate you working with us on the Texicali. We're excited about it. Real quick, let everybody know where they can find you online. You guys are active, social. Let everybody know where you're at.
They can find us online at crownedheads.com. They can find us on Twitter at thecrownedheads.com. Not because we're like, you know, full of ourselves, but because there's some band that is called Crowned Heads, and they sign on to Twitter and they've tweeted like six things, and they've maintained Crowned Head on who they are. So we're at the Crowned Heads, at Mike Condor. Facebook, I don't know how to find us on Facebook because I hate Facebook. So if you're sending,
I don't even think you guys have a Facebook.
We do.
It's the Crowned Heads, yeah.
Is it? Okay, because I've never seen our Facebook page, I'm being honest with you. So we do have an Instagram account. I know GoGo does that, and that's Instagram, whatever, / the Groundheads.
Correct.
So, yeah. But as for me, I do all the Groundheads thing. So if you're trying to send me a message, I will reply to you, I promise. Don't try to find me on Facebook because I think it's evil.
Cool, John. We appreciate it, guys. Thanks for all the support of the show. Thanks for everything you're doing out there in the world to keep us safe. We appreciate you guys tuning in and everything that you guys do for us. We'll be back with you guys next week with I'm not sure who our guest is next week.
Victor Vitale.
With Victor Vitale. So tune in and check that one out. That'll be a good time. Guys, we appreciate all the support. Thank you so much. And stay safe.
Am I excused? Do I go? Or
no, you stay.
We
have the After Dark segment coming up.
What does that mean?
Just give me 5 seconds of silence.
Right now?
Yeah.
Starting when?
Now. That's good enough.
And we're back, fuckers. Jesus.
Now it's
we can cuss and swear and everything.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, now you can say exactly what you think about Logan.
We can say piss and shit and fuck and all that stuff.
Cock balls, motherfucker. Hideout's the fucking best shit ever.
So is anybody watching this at this point?
Yeah, like we're still live on Cigar Federation.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
So, we never went away. They get to see all the, 5 seconds of silence and all that
stuff. Oh, brilliant.
Fuck. Yeah, but when we cut it out, it's just easier for us to cut it out. Cause,
all right, so we get more questions? What's the deal? What do we do?
Well, we're going to do the giveaways.
Let's do the giveaways.
How did the Twitter thing go? Did we get to where we needed to get to?
Let's take a look, shall we?
Let's
We can, but I have a feeling you're going to be slightly disappointed.
I probably am. Let's see. I've got a lot of notifications. Let me ask you guys this. You guys seem to be very social media savvy. What does that mean when somebody favorites your tweet? Like continually. What does that mean?
So it just
what do they deal with it? What does
basically
that mean?
It's like think of it like a bookmark.
Okay.
And then what you can do is if you're on your Facebook or on your Twitter account, if you go to like your page or whatever, you can say tweets, blah blah blah. If you go down to favorites, you can do it to see basically everything you favorited. So it's a way to just kind of obviously I think like a fucking billion tweets happen a day or something crazy. It's a way for people to
go back and check.
Exactly.
All right, so nobody's getting the Las Calaveras 3-pack thing because I think, as you can see, we're through.
I mean, we got one. So you're saying there's a chance, John. You're saying there's a chance.
There you go, exactly.
I think the problem is everybody already follows you.
I
think the market's maybe pretty well saturated on your Twitter account. So.
All right. Anyway, well, it was worth a shot. So.
No, yeah, that was worth a shot. It's too bad because those are.
Maybe Mike Conner picked up a few followers. Then it would be all worthwhile.
We need to stick with that the hashtag follow Mike. We pushed that for a while.
We did. Might do that.
We pushed it for a while, like, and then we got away from it. So okay, so we've got three six shooter samplers, and we got three hats. Mm-hmm. So Logan, are we gonna pick three winners or six?
Is this coming to me or is this coming to you, bro?
I don't know.
Bro, as in you or me? No, I'm not picking nothing, man.
No. I mean, when you're sending the prizes to me or to
Are you
to
shipping
Logan?
Them out direct, John?
I'm sending them to Rob because if it has to go to an APO address, it is for whatever reason, it's hard. I don't know why they give us such a hard time. And like Canada, oh man, I felt bad. Like I asked Adam to send something to Canada, and it was like I'd take blood from him or something. Now I got a guy that I picked as on a Twitter contest, and I'm like, great, all I need is your address. I'll send you the hat. What my freaking luck, man. The guy lives in Finland. I'm like, I said, all right, that's cool. I said, I told Adam, I said, hey, we got to send a hat to somebody in Finland. He's like, good luck with that.
Like $75 in shipping.
They don't make it easy, man. Freaking, it's just trying to send a damn, whatever. So
Logan, it looks like I'm going to ship them out. So let's do let's pick three winners then.
Let's do it. Let's do it a little more streamlined here. Like, let's just pick people, because I don't want them to have to email me and shit, because, I mean, they can email me, and I'll collect addresses, that's fine, but...
That's perfect.
Okay.
I love having you filter all that stuff.
Yeah. So...
Great.
Well, how do you want to do it?
I don't care. I told you, I gave you the warning.
God damn it, Rob.
An hour ago, I said, love
you. People are actually watching this happen right now.
This fucking shit show. All right, then, here we go. Done. I'm doing it.
Okay.
Here we go. Just... email me, Logan@cigarfederation.com, with a subject line, Crown Heads, include your full name, your address, zip code, city, state, and the first three people, we're going to do three packages because that's just easier.
First three people to email? No.
No, you don't want to do that?
No, do something better like that. Like, include like a saucy picture or something, you know?
Okay, then, okay, I got it. Then first people to email me with their name, Crown Heads, like this before, but you and the best answers will win.
What was the question? You froze up on my end.
Yeah, mine too.
It said, what does John Huber's hair look like?
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
If anybody comes up with what Logan said before,
you're automatically winning.
They should win something special.
I'm curious. I want to hear what the answers are going to be.
Logan will read them. We've done.
Good.
We did Logan's. Logan, because Lovely Logna is Logan's stripper alter ego, and so we had what was his theme music. We had make a list of everything that Rob is horrible at. That was a fun day. I liked that one.
And they said one person said everything, and I laughed hysterically.
Yeah, wow. And that person won. It was a big ego boost for me. So we've got a few minutes while people are emailing that. Let me just scroll through some of these questions if there's ever anything that I want to touch on here that we haven't touched on. I like this question from Joe Cans, and it makes me laugh because John, I know you a little bit. Question one: what does your marketing budget look like?
You see my hair? I can't afford a damn haircut. My wife cuts it twice a year, so my ad budget looks like. Let me see. Can I? There, like that.
It's a big fat zero.
That's my marketing budget. So if you think I'm a marketing machine. Got another thing coming, son. No, there's no money. Listen, we have yet to take a page out in a magazine. We have yet to, you know, do any kind of formalized advertising. We do social media because the price is right, actually. It's free. And I'm a big believer in sampling the product. Pete was giving me a hard time. We were at the factory together in January. He's like, you're giving away all your samples. You can't give away your samples. I said, that's easy for you to say because you're like, you know, you're King Turd of Shit Mountain, and you're like, you know, the best boutique brand in the world. Right now, we're just trying to get on the mountain. So I have to sample the product, and that to me is the best form of advertising and sampling and letting people try it for themselves. So I don't have a marketing budget, so that's what my budget looks like.
I knew the answer. That's why I wanted to ask the question. Follow-up question, though, and this is interesting. It says, what do you feel is the single most important behind-the-scenes function you perform in order for your company to be successful? I feel like a job interview, but it's an interesting question.
It's the most being a good husband and a good father. Because if I can keep peace in my household, that's a true answer. If I can keep peace in my household, keep my wife happy, look after my son, then I have a happy house, and if I have a happy house, I have a happy mind, and I'm clear, and I can focus on doing everything else that comes along afterwards. So behind the scenes, quite honestly, that's my real, you know, if I have a real job or a role in this world, that's my real job, man,
that was hilarious.
What?
Dude.
Logan's reading some of the answers.
If this isn't a winner, I don't know what is.
Before we get into that, I got one more question.
That was fucking
one more
epic.
Question from Harley Holmes, and I don't know what the roadshow is, but he says, will we have a West Coast roadshow?
First of all, I need to know, is Harley Holmes a porn star?
I don't know.
That's a great name, man.
Well, he's from Southern California, I think.
Encino, by any chance?
They do a lot of that down there, from what I understand.
Will there be a roadshow? Yes, absolutely, Harley. There will be a roadshow. You know, right now, really all we have as far as brand ambassador, is Wes. I don't know if you guys know Wes Thornton, but you can also follow him at Cigar Wes, I think, Twitter. You're laughing over there. You're having a good time with those
roadshows,
aren't you?
This
is epic.
Epic shit, man. Oh, how'd you know this is good, bro?
All right. I had a feeling. But anyway, so we're trying to get Wes out there as much as possible. I mean, he's, you know, just really busting it. He was in like DC, Baltimore last week. He's in Wichita right now. He's been to Florida 3 times this year. He's been to Arizona. I mean, he's hopping everywhere. The guy's literally on the road like probably 5 out of 6 weeks. So we'll get out there sooner or later, definitely.
And Harley Holmes, I know this, and I don't know why I didn't say it, but Harley is the name of his dog. And
cool
he's an,
cool dog.
And he's
kind of dog, yeah.
Boxer.
Even cooler.
He's got a boxer just like me.
That's awesome. I'm a dog nut. I love dogs.
Harley. You have dogs?
Oh, yeah, man.
What kind?
I wanted to bring my dog on the show, but my wife said she didn't want to do that. She wanted to keep it private. She's like, can you not display everything in our life? Like, this isn't like TMZ. It's not like, you know, nobody's going to try to, like, you know, the paparazzi's not going to try to. Our dog is, I will tell you, is a little rescue. Her name is Flower. She's a tiny little, I guess, I don't know what you would call her. She's an East Nashville rescue. We took her in about 3 years ago. And the funny story, real quick, is when we bought the house that we're in now, we bought it because we wanted land, because we were going to get a large dog, specifically a Newfoundland.
Oh, wow.
That's what we wanted. So we ended up with a house with 2.3 acres. And instead of getting a Newfoundland, we got Flower. She is about 11 pounds. She's a little tiny. So, but she's a doll. She's my little girl.
Flower, that reminds me of Bambi. Didn't he call?
That's what she's named after.
There you go.
Skunk, because when we got her, she was a mess, and her digestive system was all messed up, and she had a little problem with, you know, being kind of skunk-like, if you will. So my wife named her Flower, and it just stuck. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. We've got, before Logan gets on, we've got 2 dogs. I've got the boxer. I show him all the time on Instagram. It's true. And we also have a...
He's having a ball over there.
We'll get to it. But right. I just want to say we've got another dog. She's a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
Cool.
So, like Lady from Lady and the Tramp. She's about 17 pounds.
My wife had one of those when she was a little girl. Yeah.
Good Lord,
man. You're having a... All right.
Shit, man.
So it's, and her name's Ruby, and today is her 9th birthday. And that's
it.
That's all I'm
going to
say. It's Ruby's birthday. And I told her she didn't care.
And but, you know what? Hashtag Ruby Tuesday.
Tuesday. That's actually her name. Her name is actually Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not named after the hamburgers.
No, the Stones.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay, Logan, go.
All right, Logan, here we go.
There we go.
This one.
Yeah.
This one's epic.
This one is epic. From Carl Sherman, John's hair looks like the hair hanging over a Labradoodle's ass. Dude, that's a winner. Right. Anyway,
I'm Googling on my phone over here to Labradoodle's ass.
Dude, I have a Labradoodle, bro.
Really? Does my hair look like his ass?
Because his hair is all kind of curly and wavy, and it comes over his ass, and he shits all over it when
he
shits.
You know what? I should have just kept the hat on. All right, what's the next one?
All right. The next one is, this one's pretty epic, too, from Jason Hill. His hair looks like a cross between Lloyd Christmas and Helen Keller.
Lloyd Christmas.
Who's Lloyd Christmas?
From Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, dude.
Oh, all right. And Helen Keller, what does her hair look like?
I don't know, because she couldn't
see. I
just know
she was blind.
She was
blind,
so she couldn't see her hair, dude. Okay, that one's not winning.
Yeah, that's so good.
No. All right, let me see what else here. People keep saying Johnny Depp.
Hmm. No, but that wouldn't be epic.
That's not epic.
No, you can't say Johnny Depp, because let's go with the Labradoodle's ass.
That one's a winner. That one's a winner.
Yeah. You got to know your audience. Right. He definitely follows
David,
Logan on Instagram.
David Merchant. It looks like Edward Scissorhands went fucking crazy on your do, bro. Sorry. That's a winner.
That's good.
David Merchant.
All right, David.
And then let me find the last one here. There's so many good ones. Okay, Johnny Depp, no.
Johnny Depp, no.
No, let me see.
That would be no.
It says, no, that's not good. Shaggy on Scooby-Doo, no.
No.
Business on the top. Okay, business on the top and business on the sides, none of that mullet shit.
I don't have a mullet. I don't have any, like...
John's hair is stuck in the 90s. He stopped giving a shit when he started smoking cigars.
True. Whoever said that, just go ahead and sign him up right now for a freebie or something.
That's right.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, man.
Is that a winner?
That's a winner.
That sounds like a winner to me, yeah.
That's exactly, I mean, literally, I like let my wife whack at it for, you know, my hair, by the way, whack at it for, you
know, I'm sorry. Every,
literally, I'm, like.
Moving on.
Anyway, once every, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. She does a good job, actually. I stopped paying people to cut my hair.
Yeah, man. You gotta save money for the marketing budget. So, yeah, our winners.
Which is zero.
Which is $0. We got Chris Bros, big winner.
Yep.
And then we've also got Rich Sherman, which your answer was epic, and David Merchant. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Those guys are also all new winners, too, I think.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's good.
Fantastic.
Cool. So anything else we want to cover before we're done?
It's up to you guys. I'm in your world just trying to live in it, so... what do you guys want to talk about?
Logan, you got anything else?
Oh, my God. John's hair looks like he had it transplanted in the 90s comic Emo Phillips, but on the way to his head, it got ran over by a coked-out Robin Williams in a Speedo.
Oh, my God. Who said that?
Brandon Luna.
All right. You guys, make it four. I'll send four samplers and four hats because that was...
That's another winner?
That's good.
Who was the first person? What was the first name that he mentioned?
Emo Phillips, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know, but it was just.
I'll have to look it up.
That's good. I like that. That was talented.
All right, so we got four winners.
Respect.
You read the last couple here. Lucy from Charlie Brown. No, dude, you're not going to win anything. Let me see here. John, I don't even know who this is. Turito's evil twin?
John Turito's.
John Turturro.
Yeah.
He was, he's been, you know who he is. He's been in a lot of.
I know John Turturro. He's a good actor. Yeah. He has no hair, though.
No, he's got, like, short, curly hair.
Yeah. I
always remember him from Rounders. He was Knish in Rounders.
Oh, yeah. It's a good movie.
He's been in a bunch of stuff, actually.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He's good.
Well, winners are done. Congratulations.
All right. Well, we've had you here, John, for about an hour, so we'll wrap it up. As always, we already wrapped it up, but we do appreciate your support. We're really, really, really excited about the Texicali. So, guys, like we said, a lot more information coming in the future. Looking for at a September release, and cool. That's really all we know at this point.
And that's all anybody knows, really.
Yeah, that's all anybody knows exactly.
That's all anybody knows.
That's all that exists. So
that's all anybody knows, except that my hair looks like a Labradoodle's ass.
It does, man, and I have a Labradoodle. I'll show you a picture of Truman tomorrow, John.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
I know. It'll be a good time.
I have that.
Be there at 11.
I thought it was 11:30.
I might just get there quicker so we can hang out more. No, it's probably 11:30.
Hopefully. I didn't get to the office like 12:30 today.
You
want to hear about my day? How much time do we have?
We
got a few minutes.
So, I'm taking care of the whole house because my wife is with my brother-in-law in Virginia and helping him decorate his house to get it to market and everything. So she's like, if you ever watch like HGTV?
Oh, yeah.
My wife is like that. She can turn anything into looking like it came out of a magazine. So she's brilliant on that. So I'm by myself, long story short. So I'm racing to work. I'm trying to get to work on time. I'm on the phone with her, and I hear bump, 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 bump. She's like, what's the matter? I said, the car's making a really funny noise. She said, oh, no, great. That's all we need because I'm thinking the car's breaking down. So then it goes away. Then I'm on the freeway or the interstate, whatever you want to call it, and the noise starts again. And then the car's not accelerating, and I don't know what's going on. So I pull off, I get off the road, I get into a gas station, I pop the hood, I smell burning. I don't know what's going on. Check the oil, plenty of oil. Turn the engine on, running fine. I have no idea what's going on. So I get in the car. Here comes the booming again. Bum, 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 bum. So I come to a light, and this guy pulls up next to me. Looks over at me, and he's like in horror, like shock. And I'm like, what is the matter? I roll down the window. I was like, what? And he goes, oh my God, your tire is shredded, man. It is shredded. And I was like, so come to find out the on the passenger side and the back, I mean, you could see the steel belt on the tire. It is just like, it never dawned on me that the noise was made by a tire. So in my long winded way of saying that was my morning this morning. So I had to get towed. Thank you, AAA, to a tire store, get a new tire. And then I got into work and now here I am. So hopefully tomorrow will go a little smoother. Is that boring or what? Anyway.
You had a rough day, bro.
I did, a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. That's what it is. And then I capped it off with a bunch of insults about my hair.
Hey, man.
You didn't even read, like, the nice stuff.
Oh, dude, you know, there was nothing nice.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
The nice thing was that you look like Johnny Depp.
Well, you could have read that.
I did. I said everyone kept saying it, and I said, that sucks. That's not good enough an insult.
So, and I, next show you should do, like, the beard thing, man. Find out, what does Logan's beard look like?
What's living in it? That's what I want to know.
What resides in Logan's beard?
It's like that Family Guy episode where he had
the birds, dude.
The endangered birds living in his beard so he couldn't shave.
I'll be honest with you, man. I like the beard. If I could grow a beard, I would. But I can't. I don't have the testosterone that you have.
Those young bucks have.
No, I just have nothing. This is it, man. I get like, this is about as good as I can get, and then I get like three whiskers like a gypsy that just grow out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, without the mole, but they just like grow like three whiskers like this, and you look like some gypsy lady like telling fortunes in a tent somewhere. And that's kind of my facial hair dilemma.
That's a good look.
So,
that's a good look.
All right, boys, I'm going to go call my wife.
And, let's wrap it up. John, we appreciate it as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm sure we'll have you on again as we get closer with the Texicali, and we will definitely see you at IPCPR. I know Logan's going to be hanging out with you for the next few days.
Few days? What, is he moving in? He just said he's coming over for a cigar.
That's what I heard. Just tomorrow.
You bring a knapsack, a little spendover bag, footy pajamas?
I'll bring like a fanny pack.
He's going to show up with one of those sticks with the bag tied to the end of it. Like he's just like the little walking around.
If I have to, John's office out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. Anyway.
It is for now.
Yeah. More to come.
Yes. Part two. All right. I'm out.
All right, guys.
We appreciate
it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all.
We'll talk soon. Logan, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right, brothers.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the support. We'll see you next week. Next Thursday, Logan?
Next Thursday.
With Victor Vitale. Thanks, guys. Take care.